You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, we wanted to share with you some of the fun we've been having over on Patreon. But first, we've got to tell you about our last live show of the year. For one night only, on October 27th, at the iconic Texas Theater in Dallas, Texas, we're bringing you a special hometown live show.
The Patreon pre-sale started today, Wednesday, September 7th, and the general on-sale is Friday, September 9th. Head over to sinisterhood.com/liveshows and get your tickets before they're gone. It's going to be fun. A Halloween party slash also my birthday eve? Let's throw down.
Let's do it. For this August Best Of, we're bringing you short clips from some of the bonus content from last month to give you an idea of everything you get when you sign up to support the show.
If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, click the link in the episode description or head to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top menu. First up, we have a clip from our relationship advice segment. This Reddit post has created a lot of turmoil and questions about the logistics of soup tubes.
Those soup tubes. Well, then we have a clip from our Am I the Asshole listener edition where we discuss one listener's special way of showing her love for her dearly departed mom.
After that, we have a clip from our August live Q&A. It's very much hard to wrap this one up in just a clip. The live Q&A, we laughed so hard. We tried monster cereals, all the Booberry, Frankenberry, Fruit Brute, and Count Chocula. We answered questions. And in this clip, we discuss the perils of space and the ocean. And buckle up, because there is a sound from the space that is horrifying.
It's from the space. And not stopped thinking about it since I heard it. The last clip is from our August minisode on the TikTok conspiracy surrounding the mother-daughter duo of Bebop and BB. Wow, is all I can say about that one.
Once you listen to it, you'll have to head over to their page and just see for yourself.
Just scroll.
Scroll and you won't stop scrolling. We'll head over to our Patreon to watch video versions of the Q&A and our monthly live stream segment. It's so much fun. We've started streaming together here in the studio in person. So it's just us sitting around in chairs. Our friend Leanne comes and she's a fun laugh track for us in the background. She jumps in too. So it's a really good time. And when you sign up today, you'll be already ready to go for the live streams this month. And that way you can watch them live and participate via the chat.
Subscribe today to get ad-free regular episodes, hundreds of hours of audio and video bonus content, on-demand archives of the video live streams, and so much more. You'll also get to be a part of all the fun we have throughout the rest of the year. An annual subscription to our Patreon gets you immediate access to the bonus content, plus a free month of membership.
And this week's bonus content is Christy reviewing Bloody Marys from all across the country. She tried them from everywhere, from Boston to Raleigh to Tampa, Florida. So you'll get to hear her hot takes. And as you know, Judge Christy, her rulings are final.
Well, Heather did a phenomenal job of editing this video. And I told her I feel like I am on a Bravo show because she did such a good job with her editing. So definitely
check it out. It's a secret pilot episode for our TV show.
Well, head to the link in the episode description or go to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner to sign up today.
Our final one is sent to us from our wonderful listener, Kat.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Kat. And the title is 25-year-old female. My 25-year-old boyfriend keeps asking me to invest in his soup tube business idea, and I'm not sure how to deal with it.
Soup tube?
Soup tube.
Okay, I cannot wait.
I've been living with my boyfriend for about 7 months. 2 weeks ago, he sat me down and presented a PowerPoint presentation with his business idea. I knew he'd been working on an idea, but he didn't want to tell me about it until it was finished. Based on his enthusiasm and his prior seemingly intelligent nature, I thought maybe it'd be a pretty cool idea. Instead, he presented to me an idea about soup tubes. The idea, if you can call it that, is to construct a series of tubes throughout our city that leads to centralized soup kitchens. For a monthly subscription, a customer can subscribe to a tube of soup, and a tube extension would be built off the nearest mainline tube and directly into the customer's apartment or home. Based on the subscription level, they would determine the quantity of soup a customer could pour and how many types of soup. The tubes are basically the size of pipes, like you might see under a sink, but he insisted that it must be called soup tube and not soup pipe because tube just zings better. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. At first, I asked if he was crank-yanking me or something, but he was completely sincere. Obviously, this idea is completely insane. The notion that the city would authorize someone to construct a series of tubes everywhere that carry soup into homes is, of course, ludicrous. And even if such an initiative were approved, the cost for such an operation would also be ridiculous. You would have to charge outrageous prices for customers to install and subscribe to the soup tube, and who would pay for such a service when canned soup costs like a dollar or two? You can also buy soup from a restaurant for a few dollars. I explained these things as politely as I could, but he dismissed them, and all he said that tube-based soup delivery is the wave of the future. He then asked me how much I wanted to invest. I told him nothing. He looked absolutely heartbroken. Since then, almost every day, he has asked again for me to invest, and he keeps trying to sell me on the idea of soup tubes. He's also doing the same thing with a lot of his friends. It started driving me up the wall. First, I'm at a loss as to how he can believe such a stupid idea is worthwhile. Second, it's really goddamn annoying to be asked on a daily basis to invest in a system of soup tubes. Third, I'm also concerned for his sanity. Other than his apparent obsession with this, though, he has shown no other signs. I would like some advice as to how I can reason with him or whether I should even continue this relationship. TLDR, boyfriend wants me to invest in a business venture wherein tubes would deliver soup.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay. I have a lot of questions. Probably I need to have this PowerPoint presentation.
I need to see a copy.
So my first question has nothing to do with their relationship. But he's saying, is he trying to say that this would be for impoverished people, like that would typically be served by a soup kitchen? Or these are just anybody that just soup fans of soup,
I think,
now
have
a soup tap in their home, essentially?
Because the customer, it's like, I guess if you pay for your water bill at your house or your electricity, the infrastructure would be installed, but it's up to you to pay to subscribe to the tube of soup.
Why so would you want that?
I don't want my soup.
That grosses me out to think of soup coming out of a pipe in my home and then to, in a bowl.
Of like,
yeah.
You open the drain and it just comes out red, just tomato basil.
Oh, it's all congealed and clumpy. What if you had like a stew and it got clogged in your tube and then you got to have a soup plumber come out and like unclog the soup tube? And then fucking like when you see people on TikTok that get their dryer vents cleaned out and it just goes everywhere, you're doing that, but it's like chunky beef potato is just flying all over your fucking house. I don't, why? Break up with him. Because
that's a problem that you would never think that you would need to call any type of number and go, I've got stew lodged in my soup tube.
No.
And they're like, we'll be right there. It's, although you're creating a whole new market for plumbers that instead of doing the standard traditional plumbing, they're soup tube plumbers only. They're specialists.
That's true. It's a very niche market. I think this guy's overestimating how many people like soup.
Also that.
Super
salad? I'm going salad, unless it's cold.
Today, I did say I would like soup because it's very rainy here and it feels like soup weather. And Tommy just looked at me and he goes, we have soup in the cabinet. Because he wasn't going to go find a restaurant that had soup. I mean, he would have had I wanted. Where he was going, Taco Bell, does not have soup yet. But maybe they need a tube. And they need a queso tube and just pour straight out the wall.
Honestly, the best comments on this were people. And when I initially read the title, this is what I envisioned. People were like, why isn't it a tube like a Go-Gurt tube, but of soup in it? That if you said, okay, cans are really bad for the environment or whatever, and cans leach, you know, chemicals that make you sick, so you shouldn't eat canned soup. So Campbell's, I've invented this new tube made out of, you know, renewable, you know, a resource that can be cheaply made, and it ships easier because instead of a round can, you don't have to put as many cans on in a box or
so
whatever.
So you have,
you know, in a
Go-Gurt, but it's soup?
Yeah.
That's
so
such
like, you
little
know,
soup.
Well, I guess it'd have to be a pretty fat tube.
Then you're like bong. So it's like a Pillsbury like cookie dough tube, but filled with soup.
That's it.
Like a
That's
water
it.
Weenie trying to yeah. operate that thing. That's grosser yeah. than the pipes, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a box of those things jiggling around. And then how would you store them?
And then, you know, they'd burst.
No, yeah. I think both these ideas are terrible. Soup goes in a can. And that's Leave where it lives.
Oh.
And that's how it should be.
What? I'm sorry, this comment.
He's broken our comment. Brains. No one understands this.
This is from Blank Busta. It says, I work in utilities, and I already had an idea for a nacho cheese sauce pipeline.
Okay, what? I don't know these are all trolls or if really there's a whole subset of people in this world that think all of our liquid food should be transported through the city via pipes.
For it says installing mains and services works out to be at least... the next one is from Myra. And the question is, am I the asshole for keeping my mom in my purse? My mom died 4 years ago when I was 33 weeks pregnant with my oldest daughter. Although it was abrupt, my mom had always joked about when she died and was clear about what she wanted. She wanted to be cremated, poured on the carpet, vacuumed up, and taken to the dump. It's weird, yes, but she always said, Mariah, don't you dare keep me on a shelf to collect dust. I know you don't ever dust shit. Well, when she died, my sisters and I all got a small urn with her ashes. I was curious once I hit the car and immediately opened her up because the FD told us she was contained in a small bag. She wasn't. A portion of her spilled in my car, and she was in fact vacuumed up and brought to the dump. I didn't want to part with the other portion of her ashes, so I figured she had gotten her wish, so now I can keep the rest.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it sippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your Tang on, Ohio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is where my question lies, and it's not what you may think. I keep her in my purse now and take her around with me everywhere I go because she was nosy and I know she likes to know what I'm doing. For reference, on my first date with my boyfriend, I asked him if he'd mind that my mom tagged along. We were already at lunch. He said, "Oh yeah, that's totally fine." I took her out of my purse and placed her on the table. We both laughed hysterically and that's when I knew we would be perfect together.
Oh, I love that.
Anyway, the question came up one day at work as to what is the strangest thing we had in our purse. I promptly said, "My mom." Everyone laughed until I pulled out her urn. One woman I worked with found this to be absolutely repulsive and, quote, "an absolutely disgusting way to keep your mother." Knowing my mom, she'd think it was hilarious. My mom was not one to take death too seriously. She sits on shelves in my sister's houses, and I won't go against what she told me about keeping her on a shelf. So, am I the asshole?
No, I think it's very endearing. And fuck the lady at your work. You don't know somebody's family. Just because it's not how you would do it doesn't mean it's how somebody else wouldn't do it. And if you pull out an urn of your mom at lunch and the guy you're on a date with laughs, marry him. That's
great.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you can't let that go. That's fucking great. First of all, I would have died laughing. I laughed just hearing about it. So I think it's very sweet, and if you know that your mom, her personality was she was nosy and liked to do stuff, and then you're keeping her around, you get to keep her close to you, and it's comforting for you, and you gave her wish too because she spilled in your car and you had to vacuum her up. I think you both got, you know, your little piece of what you needed. I think it's very sweet. I have my dad's ashes in my closet. I'll be honest, I've never opened the box they came in. Mm-hmm. I have always assumed they were in a bag, but perhaps they're just in a box.
Hopefully it's not a Golden Gate where they put, what was it, pond rocks they had put in boxes
for
people?
Oh, God, maybe I should open it to make sure that
people won't look.
There's actual ashes in there. I mean, good God, that was 2014. So Tommy's mom's ashes are also in the closet. His sister has half, I think some was buried with her parents, and then the rest were divided up between his sister and him. We've never put them in urns because I don't have a reason, because we've thought about it before. Our pets who have all been cremated and then given to us from the vet in little mahogany boxes with their names engraved, they do sit on our shelves. So, you know what I'm going to do after this? I'm going to go open that box and see what's going on in there, because
take a peek.
Honestly, for the longest time, it was just too painful to really, like, think about what I was going to do. So, they got shipped to me from the funeral home because the where he was cremated was not in Dallas. So, I've just had them like that ever since. But I've always wondered, is it insensitive that they're just in a box in my closet? But also, I think however you want to do it is fine.
Yeah, it's your, and you had the relationship. Like you said, that lady at work doesn't know what friendship you had with your parents, you know, with your mom. The boyfriend is definitely a keeper,
yes.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if somebody wanted to get offended about what you had in your purse, don't fucking ask.
Yeah.
If you want to have a play a fun game of what's some weird shit in our bag, first of all, Mariah's about to win.
Yeah, for sure. Every time we'll win.
You know, be like, it's my old library card from 10 years ago. That's not strange, Susan. Put that away, idiot. Check this out. Bam. Human remains. So I think that they opened the door on that on their own. Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully that's a lesson learned for the ice breaking. The ice has been broken.
It has been broken. And
you all met my mom.
I think it's great. And I think you should keep doing it. And that's all I have to say about it.
Well, this last one we have is the one that followed up and emailed us due to the vehement response that she received on Reddit. So I'll read to you first what she sent to us, which is pretty much what she posted on Reddit, and then her update email. So
okay,
this is from Krista. Question number one. Which of these do you think is scarier regarding the unknown, the depths of the ocean, or space?
Good question, Cass. Cass, we are covering your story on this week's Freaky Friday, by the way. I'm What's assuming up? It's the same Cass. If not, apologies.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I think about this a lot, and I've said before, I think they're the same thing. One's just up and one's down. If I think what's scarier to me, the ocean, because there's shit in there that like can eat you and kill you, but maybe that's also in space and we just don't know.
God.
But the infinite blackness of space, I had to take a Xanax during Interstellar because I could not handle it. It was too much, but
it's nerve-wracking.
If I'm scared of one more, it would be ocean.
I think so, because the ocean is tangible. We know it's there. We just don't quite know what all's in it. There's times that the news will just pop up and be like, fish we thought was dead for 60 million years is down there. I'm like, what the Surprise. Fuck else is down there? Land of the Lost, man. There's a hole down there. Takes you to the other side. But I think space, it's scary, but it's not as scary because I don't think we can conceptualize quite what's down there. Whereas, like you said, you know the ocean, shit can eat you. And
well, so we can't just, you octopus. Can't just like walk into space. You can walk into an ocean. Mm-hmm. You're more likely to get killed by something in the ocean than space.
Yes, that's true. Likelihood of danger is higher with the ocean in proximity. Space is scary, but we can't quantify it.
What do you think?
Did y'all hear the black hole noise?
There's a black...
Oh, Tommy sent it to me, but I don't think I...
It's creepy.
So there's a sound of the black hole?
What does it sound like?
Black hole, it's just like...
Oh! It's like... That's what I would think it would sound like.
Yeah, because it's waiting to eat you. It's ready to get you.
I have never received my space perfume.
Damn it.
Also, the other day I looked up how many whales are alive in the ocean, and it was...
Just curious?
I forgot. Hey, Siri. I've put this. I would pay
upwards of $1,000 to get a printout of all the things you asked Siri, and I could filter out the amount of times you say, "Please put my phone on do not disturb."
Hey Siri, how many blue whales are in the ocean?
Only blue ones.
Yeah, they're the biggest.
Here's what I found from Britannica: there are fewer than 25,000 blue whales, the largest animals on the planet, comprising several subspecies. Blue whales are found in all of the world's oceans, save the Arctic.
Fewer than 25,000, but those bitches are huge.
They're humongous.
So then just imagine, who is that? We've never have you ever seen a blue whale?
Only pictures.
Yeah.
So they're just swimming around out
Where can we see one? You think we can go find one? Somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I thought they swam too deep. Do they come up? That's All I ever question. See are orcas. I don't know if the blue ones come up. Hey, Siri. Do blue whales surface?
I bet you.
Here's what I found from enchantedlearning.com.
Yeah.
Blue whales live.
Damn. God damn, that's huge.
Found in all the oceans of the world.
Well, what do I know?
I think
Not
I saw
much.
One in New Zealand.
You did?
I feel like it.
Look at how big it is. Blue whales are so big that you'll never see the blow and the fin above the waterline at the same time. When diving, only 1 in 5 blue whales raises their fluke. Some never
Wait,
do. They travel
don't you
alone.
See it? They travel alone?
Yeah.
I thought they traveled in herds.
Oh, man.
Pods.
It says in pairs and only rarely in bigger numbers. They swim on the surface and are indifferent to boats.
Damn. Well, I mean, if you're that big,
what's a boat going to do to you?
Yeah, and also, you probably don't see it. It's like when you're wearing a big coat. You can't be responsible for what's around the corner.
The blow of a blue whale can be seen from a great distance. My goodness.
What? Well, the more you know.
Yeah. Kim said, I think you may be thinking of humpback whales. They do travel in pods. Orcas also travel in pods. Yes, Olivia, that is correct. I said, like I know. Thank you for sharing that, because I didn't. You taught me that just now. So there we go. Well, I think it's the ocean. We got to go find a blue whale. I would like to see one.
Yeah.
The next question is from LB. Do we really think hashtag soup tube was a real idea? I could not believe my ears when I was hearing
Does
this.
Does Leanne know about this?
I don't think I told you. There's a gentleman that was excitedly telling his girlfriend, this was in a relationship advice segment we did, that he wanted to create a series
he
of...
He sat her down and did a PowerPoint about
this. He wanted her to know and invest in his idea where it would be tubes throughout the city that would... like a faucet, you turn it on and soup would come out and you had to pay a monthly subscription fee.
Yeah.
100% serious.
And he was really upset that she didn't want to invest in this venture.
And she had a lot of questions for him and he was like irritated that she wouldn't just give him the money. And then later on he was like, are you ready? Are you ready now to invest? And she's like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. And we said, break up with him.
Yeah. You got to shut it down. That's like you broke up with Jeff Bezos before he invented Amazon. We were going to sell books from the internet, you idiot. In 20 years, when all of us have soup flowing through the pipes, we're going to go, you know what? That lady missed the boat, or did she?
Yeah. I think 80% of what we read is trolls. So
you really think so?
Mm-hmm.
That they made it up?
Yeah.
Soup tube's a funny word though. So I don't really care if it's a troll.
Yeah,
I like that they shared that with me.
But yeah, I think a lot of stuff that on Reddit is just for shits and giggles.
Like people being wacky,
mm-hmm.
people being silly. Several folks have said that they love your laugh. Agreed.
Oh, it's the best.
It's one of my favorite sounds in the whole world. Well, SoupTube, yet to be determined.
Wait, I added the link to the black hole sound in the question if y'all want to hear it. I do.
Oh,
here we go.
Let me see. Hang on. I got to set it to the... Hold on, sound. We're going to do output to speakers. I'm going to turn it up.
There it is.
Turn up the vol.
There's something on the other side of that. That is straight. That is, there is something on the other side of that.
I'm going to throw up. I hate it.
What is making that?
Oh, the devil.
What does it? It does sound like hell. It sounds like people groaning. The dead souls. It sounds like the alien on Nope.
Space monster. Cass is
it
right.
It is a space monster.
I hate it. Soup tube from space.
This is Caroline. What those tubes would sound like because they're fucking space. Trying to shove that soup through a tiny little pipe. Have you ever had a soup that is the consistency of water? No, because it's disgusting. So how can soup flow through a pipe like water? It would get stuck all the time. It would clog it up.
A decent, hearty soup, you're right, would not. It would.
I don't even think like tomato soup would flow nicely.
No, I don't think so.
All clumpy and shit. Yeah, it's disgusting.
My question is, where is the soup reservoir? Because I don't want one too far from my house because I don't want soup that's been in the tube.
Chicken
anyway.
Stars.
How big is a tube? Great question.
I don't know why that made me
It's a good
laugh.
Kind of soup, though.
Chicken and stars. Because it's so
it's
silly.
Very, it's very
yeah,
specific.
It is good.
frequently stuff starts on TikTok.
Yep. And I was reading an article last night about all the songs, both new and old, that become like Billboard top hits again because of TikTok. Like Mariah Carey songs, like older songs, like whoever makes up the dances or all the little things picks one of her songs, and all of a sudden, well, she's making, she's back to number one all of a sudden. Or people that are not famous, and then they get their song on there, and they skyrocket to fame, like Doja Cat. A bunch of people have started on TikTok. It's Lil Nas X.
Jason Derulo sampled that guy's song, and he was from, around the other side of the world, but had put that on TikTok. It had gone viral, and then it gets integrated into a Jason Derulo song. And now you're licensing someone's music, and now you're seeing royalties from a song that you put out. Jax is one that she has created a couple of hit songs, and really, that platform really, she took off, and it's very much removes the gatekeepers from the entertainment industry.
Yeah, which I really like. I like it a lot. These are two that I don't necessarily like. I will say what do we think?
We'll lay out the facts, and then we'll tell you what we think on Bebop and BB.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. With 4.7 million followers and nearly 60 million likes on their videos, the TikTok duo of Bebop and BB described their account as
a fun variety show.
Each video stars mom BB, donned in heavy makeup and various costumes, and her young daughter Bebop, who is approximately 9 years old. Bebop is also heavily made up, usually with foundation, blush, lipstick, eyeshadow, and false eyelashes.
They also like wigs.
There's a lot of wigs, the makeup. It's, it's pageant makeup, but then all of a sudden the mom will wear bizarre makeup, like the little white dot on the end of her nose, or really obviously too white of like foundation and stuff. It's and there's never an explanation why, because what I didn't realize until someone pointed it out is they never talk in their videos.
No, it's always either lip syncing or just dancing.
Yeah. And I guess they do their lives, so they do talk on those, which
the mom
I haven't
talks
watched
on
that.
The live, yeah.
In addition to innocuous viral dances and poorly done lip syncs, some of the videos tend toward the more odd and disturbing. In a recent post with the hashtag creepydoll, Bebop is lifeless and unsmiling as her mother puts makeup on her while a song in the background plays, including the lyrics,
"Two can keep a secret if one of them is dead."
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Everyone's bonds differently,
Yeah. There's another one where she did like the bottom half of her face, like kind of a jack-o'-lantern pumpkin face. And that's the one with the leash that people had issue with. But this one, I mean, for Bebop's credit, she's a good actress, or she really is lifeless.
Do you think
and sad.
So? She's oh, kind of a, God.
And this one, she's just like completely
oh,
still
yeah.
like
she
a
can,
corpse.
She can sit there and look scared. Maybe she really is.
Like I said, maybe it's not acting, because she genuinely looks like depressed and bummed out.
Yeah.
And like But it's the, like, oh, she's just a doll.
The lip syncing sends me because it's is so fucking bad. And I'm like, if you're going to do this, then fucking do it. Like, practice it. Don't put a video out there just because you filmed it and you rented the set and you're all dressed up. Like, film it multiple times until you get it right. Practice beforehand. It drives me fucking nuts that they don't lip sync the actual words. Half the time you're like, do you even know what the words to the song are?
It does sound like there's like a song playing and their mouth is kind of like, bop, 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 bop. Yeah. Like, it's not really articulating the words.
No. And I mean, if she's nine, whatever. I mean, maybe she can't do it. But some of them she seems to get. I feel like 9 years old, you're trainable. You could do it if you want to. I don't know if she, I don't know. I don't have any explanations for it, but it's,
I do wonder if she doesn't particularly want to do it, because I think in one of the lives she was on her, like, a Game Boy, you know, like a Switch or something, and BB was like, right, don't you want to do that? And she's like, I don't know, like maybe
she just
I don't want
to be a kid.
I don't want to be on camera all the time.
In early 2020, internet users started noticing strange things in the background of the account's videos. Most of the duo's TikToks are shot in a girl's bedroom, decorated in pink and purple. BB confirmed in a live stream that the room where they film isn't where Bebop sleeps, but is actually a set. BB told viewers that Bebop's room wasn't suitable for filming, though she didn't elaborate on why. Some commenters pointed out a speaker visible in the room's upper corner, or what appeared to be a camera in another area of the room, as possible indications that the pair was being held against their will. Other users were concerned about a sliding lock on a door in the background that appeared to lead outside.
It's pretty much always a tight shot on a kid's bedroom, like a kid's bed with a shelves full of toys. And then there is this door with, like, it's like a, not a French door. Or is it a French door where it's like all glass with the, but there's shades on it. But
well, a French door is usually two doors. This is two, just so, like, it's one door leading outside.
With glass. Yeah, with glass on the inside of the door. But you could see sometimes out that it leads to the outside. And I wonder, it made me assume that it was like a shed that they just decorated like a kid's bedroom and then just uses it. They just use it for TikTok, which
my bedroom, like, growing up had a door that led to the outside.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that's a lot.
We've looked at houses that do too. Yeah, that it's bizarre to me how quickly everyone jumped on these things as being weird, problematic things that means they're being held against their will. Because to me, I'm like, yeah, they're just in a room that has a door that leads to their backyard. That's not that weird to me.
And I thought the speaker looked to me like kind of like a Sonos speaker system where you just have wired the house
people
to have
music.
Speakers
in their home. I really, one of the more bizarre and fascinating things about this to me is that all of this has just come about from pure speculation. Yeah. They have never indicated that they're struggling or anything. It's just all, and in a minute we'll talk about kind of the psychology behind it, but that they, all these just internet sleuths are picking out these things that they deem to be bizarre and creating a complete narrative, a possible dangerous narrative around it.
Well, and that's what someone pointed out. You're right. Like, they said, oh, well, there's a sliding lock on the door. Well, the lock's on the inside of the door, which means, like, for safety, you would
lock people out. Yeah.
Yeah, you're locking yourself in, locking others out. But I was going to say, even if it is a shed or something, Elise Myers is a very famous creator. And she says, I rent either an Airbnb or I rent an apartment and I go shoot in an apartment. And because content creation, it takes a lot of, you need to be alone. It needs to be quiet. And so she
said,
you don't want to have to clean
up your house every fucking time you do something. I totally get it.
That part's not weird.
It's
not weird
at all to me.
It's not even her real bedroom. And it's like, well, she's a content creator. I'm not surprised. It's a set. We should
have lost it. It also might not even be her own house. It might just be a set
or
anybody can rent.
A family member say, yeah, you can have our spare bedroom over here, whatever.
Yeah, none of that seems bizarre to me. The videos they make are bizarre, but there's a lot of bizarre videos on TikTok.
Well, as my mom always says, there's no account for taste.
Yeah,
you know?
I think the more cringy thing is the fact that she's a young girl and she's dressed like she's 21 going to a club.
Yeah, it's pretty provocative.
Yeah. Even more odd than the set were the more mature themes in some of the videos. In one video, a heavily made-up Bebop is wearing a leather choker around her neck and is dressed in a policewoman costume. If you liked what you heard, consider supporting the show on Patreon by clicking the link in the episode description or heading to sinisterhood.com and clicking Patreon in the top banner.
Thanks so much for listening and keep it creepy.
Sinister
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.